Okay, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, a Mishnah we should be familiar with, from Gemara Baba Kama. Says the Mishnah, Amar Lishnayim, he tells two people, Gazalti le'echad mekem, I stole from one of you money, $100. Nobody claimed it for him, he came forward. Ve'eini deid mekem, I can't remember who I owe it to. That's case number one. Or case number two, not by Gzele, but by Bekodin. Oy aviv shel echad mekem, one of your parents, hifkid li, gave me something to mine for them, money, the value of $100, or he gave me $100. Ve'eini yedeya ezehu, I can't remember whose father it was. What should you do in this case? Now this case, the Gemara concludes a case of Shema v'Shema. Nobody's asking him for anything. He volunteered information. So it's Shema. And he doesn't remember either who he owes it to. It's Shema v'Shema. Since he's made it himself, so what should he do? He should give both of them $100. As the Gemara will explain, because he wants to do it L'Lotzei Yedei Shemayim. Now, the second half of the Mishnah. Two people gave to mine to one person. One guy gave $100. We had him getting a mitzvah. One guy $200. Each one says mine is $200. Nice and lazem money, lazem money. Give each $100. We had this in the beginning of the Mishnah. Beginning of the Gemara based on base. So each one claims that I'm the $200 I gave it to you, so he gives each one back $100, and the third $100 that you dispute, you wait till Eliyahu comes. Comes
along, be a classic case of sumchus.
There's no suffix here. There's no suffix. Each one's claiming vaday.
No, but the fellow who's holding on to the money doesn't know
whose
it is. He has a
suffix. Okay, but that's not the case. This is because he's holding on back for both, or maybe what sumchus would. Had a machleik before, sumchus is talking about only shem v'shem, or even body v'body. How are we going to use leverage against the liar? What does he care if it's not his $100 anyway? Yeah. Wait till Yo comes.
You know, there's all 300
weights.
Sorry? All 300 weights.
That's right. And this way, you're going to have, for sure, he'll come forward and confess. The last case, which is very similar, but instead of talking about money, we're talking about kelim. Now, why we're talking about kelim, more we'll see later. V'chein shnei kelim, two kelim, echad yofim money, one is the value of $100. Ve'echad yofim, ele one the value of $1,000. Zuz. Ze oimim, yofim shali, ve'ze oimim yofim shali. Each one claims that I'm the $1,000. Is nice and as a cut lechme, and you give the small keli to one of them. Umetoicha godl nice and to make cotton. Now chalik is strange means literally you break the bigger keli and you give the $100 value to the other person, and then and lashay emilos yovel yo means you sell it, and the $100 you give to the person, $900 you put away till yo. Amar Rabbi Yosi, same thing. Im kei ma'hiv zedamai, what leverage you have against zedamai? The Gemara will ask why you need to talk about money and kelim l'chayr is the same thing. Says the Gemara, let's first analyze. We had a machlekes of a kibra tarfin. If you stole from five people, you can't remember which one it is, whether you have to pay to all five or you just put the $100 down and see who the author of our mission is. Alma misfeka mafkinim amayinah. What do we see from this mission here? That even though you don't know who you owe to, we make you pay both of them. We don't say ukim amayinah becheskes mayinah. We don't say, look, since you don't know who it is, you leave the money by you until one of them can prove who it is. But Amino, that's a question we learn. Shnayim shivkidu. Shnayim shivkidu. Two people were mafkin. In this very same mission, it says a little bit later. Two people were mafkin. It's by one person. Zem, one of them is Messiah. One guy gave 100, one gave 200. Zem, Shalim, Messiah. Each one claims, I'm the one who gave the $200. Noitzin, Lazem, one of them, money. Give each one 100. Vashay, Yemen, Chajoliyo. So what's the difference in the first case of the Mishnah? He said, I stole from one of you, we make him pay both of them. And when it comes to the case of Pekodin, each one claims that they have the larger one. He only has to give each one back what they both agree on. And the last, and the larger one, you don't have to give each one, but you just put it aside. Yo, what's a chiluk? Amalei Pekodin, I gezel karamis. You're asking a question for Pekodin on Gzela. Gezel davadi suda. When it came to case of gezel, he stole, which is the wrong thing. Why should we help out this guy here? Kansur abon. We can't say men pay both. A Pekodin, the loy avadi suda, but by Pekodin, the isa, loy kansur abon. Why should we cancel him? Doesn't remember who it is. So Gemara asks, fine, but let me ask you, Verami Pekodin, Pekodin, I have actually a stida in two cases regarding a Pekodin, and Verami Gezla, Gezla, I also have a stida in two different cases, two braises, Gzela. Let's start with Pekodin. Pekodin, that Pekodin, the condemnation, the very beginning of the mission, it says, if he says, look, one of your parents, Aviv Shal Echemekem, one of your parents, Hivkid Esli, gave me something to mine for them, mana, the value of $100. Navaz, Ve'eni Yedei Ezehu. I'm just not sure who it is. So what did we pass in the beginning of the mission? You got to pay out each one. Noisin Lazem, mana, Lazem, mana. And yet the next case in the Mishnah is, if two people came and they both gave a card, and one guy gave 100, one guy gave 200, the Mishnah says, give back both of them the 100, and the third 100, leave to Leo. No, that 100, which you're in doubt, don't, you leave it aside. So why in the beginning of the Mishnah, you're in doubt, you got to pay both. Yeah, you got to give both, because I'm giving out more than I actually got. I received. But I mean, Omar Rava says, Rava, I'll explain to you the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. We're talking about different cases. So what happened was, in the Reisha, only one person gave him. He just can't remember who it is. So Reisha, Nase, Kemishi, Hivkidu, Leibishne, Kriches. In the Reisha, one person came to you, and it's like two people. If two people came to him with two bundles, in other words, if two people came to him, one guy came on a Monday and one guy came on Tuesday, two separate bundles, then I have a chayish to remember who gave me what. And if I mixed it up, it's my responsibility. If one person came and gave me, surely I should remember who that one person is. If I don't remember, it's my fault. So I have to pay both of these families. Because it's my fault that I don't remember. Like a pshi in my part.
Which one you pay both families, one is not entitled to.
100%. Yeah, but they don't know. They think that they also gave.
Meanwhile,
it's up to
the
them.
The person who actually gave him the deposit has died. This is his children coming to say, give back your...
Maybe saying, Ovi Shalechem Akem. They don't really know 100% about everything their father did.
Is this guy a Shem Mechinim or Shem Sochet?
He's a Shem Mechinim. But this is like a pshia. You should have remembered. So the reisha becomes, it's your fault. However, the havel the shivki the lebishnei kriche, two people come with two separate bundles. The havel le medik, it's your responsibility to medayik who gave you what bundle. Sefer, in the sefer, when two people came to him, I was talking about they came to him together. One guy gave him a bundle of $200. One guy gave him $100. It's as if they both gave him one bundle. In other words, he thinks if you guys both came together and you gave me different bundles, you didn't write down your names or anything else, that means you're very trusting of each other. So why should I have to be more mechuyev to be trusting than and to remember than you guys? For example, they both came at the same time. He tells them, "And gufaycho, you yourselves, like kapitido hanodi, you yourselves were makbet on each other. You both came together, and you both gave me bundles, a white kerchief with something inside it. Nobody put a name on it, and you were together. So ano kapidna, I should be the one who have to remember. If you don't care, why should I care?" So that's why in this case he only has to put aside $100. Okay, we answered Pekodin. What about Varomi Gezela Gezela? I have a question from Gzela and Gzela. Tony Hochov, here it says, Omelishnai, in the beginning the Mishnah says, if you told two people, Gazalti Lechem, I stole from one of you money $100. Navos ve'eini yedei eizim mekem, I don't remember which one it is. One of your parents gave me $100. Who? I don't remember who it is. No, I'm penalized. I got to pay out both of them. But Aminu will ask a question. We learned in the end of Baba Kama. Gozal echad mechamisha machleiv kira v'tarfen. If one guy stole from five people, the eino yedeya eizem mehen gozal, just can't remember which one it was. He pickpocketed one of them. Just remember who it was. They're all wearing a kapata, so they all look the same from the back. Zeimer oisei gozal, and each one said, "You stole from me." Zeimer oisei gozal. So what do you do? Machleikis am a kira v'tarfen. Why can't they? Just like he can be ganav, they can be alive. Four of them are lies, obviously. One of them is the truth. He's saying the truth. Maniach Gizela Benem is Talag of Tartar said, you don't have to pay out all five of them. You put down the $100 you stole and let them fight it out. So, what do we see? Luchayda. So how come our Mishnah says you got to pay both of them back? What Abtarfa says in the Bright say, you just put down the $100 and let them work it out. Alma misfeik olem afkinim amayinu. So what is your Abtarfa's opinion that you don't have to pay more than, if there's a suffer, you don't have to pay more? Amarinu, we say, oikim amayinu becheskes morei. I definitely didn't steal more than $100. So therefore, all I have to give out is $100. You guys fight it out. What's the chilek?
Out of the five.
Yeah, let them fight it out. Yeah. Now, the obvious, what's the most question? Who told you the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon? Remember, Rabbi Kiva argues and he says he got to pay each one $100. So why can't we just say the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva?
If you knew that you stole only once.
Yeah, but so what? Who asked? To who are you going to pay? Yeah, but who are you going to pay? Who asked you to be a god if you don't like it? Next time you steal, know who you steal from. Next time, you have the mitzvah of Shavuot Zeila. You still owe the money to the victim. Who told you must listen to Hochadab Tarfani? Says the Gemara, meaning you want to know who told me? It's Chabraisa. The Tony Allah, the reason why I feel that this Mishnah, all the Mishnah of Tarfani, because there's a Braisa that makes a comment that he, Moide Rab Tarfan, Rab Tarfan is Moide, Boim, Lishnain Gazalti, Lech, Kem Mane, Dede, Beze, Kem, there's a Mefesh, a Braisa that repeats this case of our Mishnah and is using the name Rab Tarfan. So, what's the difference? How come in our Mishnah of Tafras Maida you've got to pay each one? And why, when you stole $100 from five people, you don't remember, you don't have to pay each one? What's Chilik? Says the Gemara, very simple. It's not a question. In that Mishnah, when he stole from five people, each one is coming to him and say, hey, you stole $100 from me, give it to me. So you have to pay. So therefore, and Abtafra says, you only pay one. Because he only stole from one, like Yudah says, he only pay one. Nobody's demanding from him. He volunteered the information. I stole from one of you guys $100. Nobody asked him for it. So therefore, because nobody asked him for it, what you're doing it, he wants to do tshuva. You want to do tshuva? You want to know how to do tshuva? The only way you can do the proper tshuva is, exactly, you got to get both of them. So this way, definitely the victim received his money. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Tony, it says in the Mishnah, Shehoidim Mepiatzma. What's the Mishnah adding with those words, that phrase? Shehoidim Mepiatzma, because he was made. What's the relevance of that? That's what he's saying, you don't tshuva. Shmami, no, we're talking about a case of a guy who wants to do tshuva.
If he wouldn't have wanted to, if he would have been caught, let's say, and now he doesn't know who
that's
he stole
the machlekes of Kibra
B'Tarfon.
That's the machlekes of Kibra B'Tarfon. That's the machlekes of Kibra B'Tarfon.
I'm saying, even with Kaful and.
Same thing.
When that happened, the ones who. It wasn't stolen off.
Yeah, they become Ganovim.
Who's worse, the Ganov or the liar?
Well, once they take the money, they're Ganovim also.
No, he gave them voluntarily.
Not only because of their amos, their trickery.
Okay, so that's what happens. Sheker and Gzela go hand in hand, they're partners. Very hard to be a truthful Ganov.
Very hard.
If they're caught afterwards and known to be lying, do they have to return?
Who?
One of the five.
The false claims.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So they're going to have them now.
And will they have to pay cash?
How you catch them out? How? It's impossible.
Well, witnesses come and say that we saw you lent it to Reuven and not to Shimon Levi Yehuda.
To one stealing.
Hmm?
To one stealing. I mean, lent it. Oh, CCTV. Looking for a bite. Omar, you said in the case of Rav Kiva B'Tarfin, Hosam the Kotovile, because they're demanding from him. The Halom Atoyin, each one says, you stole from me. So what is he answering back to them? Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Halot Shoysik. He doesn't say anything to them because he doesn't really know. And Rav Masna Omar Rav Halot Tzavach, he screams, was Hakster Chaynik. He's saying to each one, I don't remember who I stole from. Each one's saying, you stole from me. He said, I don't remember. He's screaming out. He's not silent. And my love, Kamina. Mandom Alotzavi is screaming out, I don't remember. Avo Stik, he would have been quiet. If each one said, you stole from me, and he doesn't say anything, I mean, he's made it to each one. He has to pay five according to everybody, even according to Rav Tarfon. Well, Mandom Alotzavi said that he was quiet because he doesn't know. Shtika Dahachalav Kaidohu. Why is he silent? Because he's. Because I don't know. I'm made that I stole from somebody. I don't know who. Each one's claiming it is. Maybe Taki, you're right. How can I say you're not right? So that's why I was quiet. It doesn't prove anything. Amama, you said before, Maniach Gzela, Tarfa says, Maniach Gzela B'Neim, you put down the $100 on Mistal, you walk away. The Shokri Le Kula V'Azle, but all of them take the $100 and walk away. How does it work? We learned before in the Gemara that if you find something that it could be, that it was placed by the owner, but it doesn't have a simen, don't take it. Because once you take it, how are you going to give it back? You don't know who the owner is. And l'cheda looks as a possibility the owner will come back. Machlek is in the shenim over here, if it means, if he did take it, we say don't put it back. Machlek in the shenim is only if you took it home. And then you don't go back and you have to go find the balabas. Or even if you didn't take it out, the moment you picked it up, you had a chiv na'av hashava. So you can't put it back because you won't be yaitzi chiv hashava by putting it back. And if you took it, lo yachzi, you should have brought it back. So see from Meklila, what? That you don't just put down something if you don't know who the owner is. So what's the point of putting down $100 and taking five people, fight it out? You're not being yaitzi the mitzvah shavah zakzela because you need to know who you're giving it back to. You have it back to the right person. Didn't hear should be. Let it work it out. Because you did exactly, you have a mitzvah shava. This is not called a shava by putting it down. Omer Rav Safra said, Rav Safra, we don't mean that he should walk away, just leave and walk away. It means the yaniach, he should put it away till the yo come. That's what it means. In fact, nobody gets $100 back. Now, you might argue if you put the $100 down, the person who really is the victim is going to fight the hardest to get it back. But he says, no. It means he
has got a lot to do.
So, bistalik means not that you put the money, you walk away. It means you walk away from the dispute, you take the money with you, and you leave it until Eliyahu comes. So, says about Omele by the Rav, sorry? Yeah. Omele, this is the Maskana Kod of Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva holds you got to pay it all back. Omele by the Rav, this is the Bayer Rav, me, Omele Rabbi Kiva. Did Rabbi Akiva say, Loizu haderech moitzi yosem mede aveda chishang zil cholchad vachad? Didn't Rabbi Kiva say that you have to pay back each one? What do we see from Rabbi Kiva? That even though it's a suffix for each one, we're going to take money away from you, even in the case of a suffix. You don't know. You know you stole $100, not $500. But you don't know who you owe it to, so we're going to extract $100 from you for every single person. Alma misfeika mafkina memaina. What do we see from here? That even a suffix, we take money out, and we do not say oike memaina becheskes money, which is a traditional rule, a universal rule that we always say leave the money where it is, and here we take it out and have a problem with that in Rabbi Kiva Gufa. But Amin will ask you a question. There's a case that we had in Yevamos Nafala, and we'll have in Babas as well. Nafala bayis, olav alimai. What do you do if the house falls down on himself and on his mother? That's a big difference. If the mother died first, then who yashens the mother? The son. And then if the son dies, his yash should take over. But if the son died first, then whatever, then the mother died 5 minutes later, then whatever the mother has doesn't go to the son, it goes to all of her yash, because her son died first. So therefore, she has no son. Then it goes to other yash who are closer. So Yosha ben, obviously her aim Mesa to Shaina, the grandmother died first, the Yosha, or whatever it is, the mother died first, and therefore we yash. The Yosha, aim I mean the Yosha, when the mother say, have ben Mesish, and the son died first, is Elu, the Elu Moidim, Sai Be Shammai. And Sai Be Tzilu have other machleks in a number of cases, we'll see. They talk about other cases, but Moidim, they all agree, Shiach Leiku. Basil usually says, leave the nechassim where they are. And Beshama says, Echleikum. And in this case, because no one knows, and those people are arguing, no one knows. They're just saying, maybe this would happen. Maybe, it's all Shema Veshema. So therefore, everyone is Moide Echleikum. Comes along Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says, Moide Ani, I am Moide. Now, Luchayde, if Rabbi Kiva says that I am Moide, who is he talking to? Who is his Bar Plukte? Who did Rabbi Kiva argue till now about similar cases that now he's Moide? Rabbi Tarfon. You, Rabbi Tarfon, said, what? That only you pay one, and you only pay one. And I always argued, if I don't remember who it is I owe to, I got to pay all five, but I'm Moide in this case, because no one knows. I'm Moide, that what? Shana Chasim Beches Kasan. You don't have to, that what? The Chasim leave in the Chazaka. The Machlek is in the Gemara later, whose Chazaka do you leave it in? In the Chazaka, the mother or the son? That's seven Machlek. But you leave the chazaka. In other words, you're not going to make you pay. So what does he from here? What? Rabbi Kiva is made in the principle that if you don't know what the story is, leave the money the way it is. So how can Rabbi Kiva paskin that if you go to five people and you say I stole from one of you, I got to pay all five, be clept?
Is he saying leave the money where it is, only the heart?
Yeah. All of the whole estate, everything is done.
Umble,
we'll see later in Babasa. It's an end of Babasa. Got a while to go. Omele Abaye, Omele, he said to him, what are you comparing? Hasim, in the case of the you know why the Kiva is made over here? Because the Shema Veshema. Neither the Yosha Haim, neither the Yosha Ben know exactly precisely what happened. So everyone's saying maybe. So therefore, why should we believe one side more than another? Leave things status quo. Abagazel Echad Mechamisha, in the case when he stole from a 500 people, he's saying, I don't know who I stole from. So what is he saying? Shema. Each one of them are saying, you stole from me. Each one is saying, not maybe, but body. What do you do by body with Shema? Says Rabbi Kiva, even though generally we have Cheskas Mare Kama, but not in this case, Cheskas Mama, not in this case, because it's a body versus a Shema, and body stronger than a Shema. Yeah, body and Shema is body stronger. Freddy Gemara, what about now Mishnah here? Look at our Mishnah over here, it says you got to pay both of them. They didn't ask him for the money. He approached them, which means that they didn't know. And he's saying, I don't know who I stole it from. So it's a Shem of a Shem. And yet, what does our Mishnah say? You got to pay both of them. Kasha. Again, who said our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Maybe Mishnah is only Rabbi Tarfon. Uktani, we'll see in a minute. Noisin lezem mana lezem mana. Says the Gemara back. Umemai, who told you that Rabbi Akiva? Who told you the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva that you're asking a question? Maybe the author of Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon. But Rabbi Akiva Taka would hold. You don't pay both of them. Maybe Rabbi Akiva will be a faket of their own normal machlekes. In this case, Rabbi Tarfon hold, you got to pay both of them. And Rabbi Akiva in this case would hold, you only pay one. Maybe. Says what it can't be, because we have a braisa the Tanya, Allah, we learned a braisa with a comment on this Mishnah, that he, on this thing, the Moide, Rab Tarfin is Moide. But Omar, when it says that we had before the braisa, Rab Tarfin is Moide, that Ba'omer l'shnayim gazalti, remember we had the braisa just in the bottom of the page. If Rab Tarfin is Moide, now who is Rab Tarfin Moide to? Whenever he said Rab Tarfin is Moide, to Rabbi Akiva, that's who he's arguing with. That means Rabbi Akiva definitely holds, you got to pay both of them. Rab Tarfin is Moide, then in this case, you got to pay both of them. So that's our question. Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva holds, you got to pay both of them. L'chayil is a shem of a shem. L'shlang is a lech b'kem mon, v'in day meiz b'kem. L'man moide l'Rabbi Akiva b'plukte. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva is the one who he argues with. So the Gemara says back, who told you our Mishnah is talking about a case of shem of a shem that you're asking this question? Umimai, the shem of a shem, who told you our Mishnah is talking about a case of shem of a shem? They're both saying maybe, and then you ask me a question, Rabbi Akiva, how come Rabbi Akiva in this case is made that you got to pay both l'chayda, there's a chazaka? Chod, so the answer is simple. Chod, I'll tell you how I know. First of all, they're like Tani Taivin. Doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that they demanded from him. Nobody claimed it from him. He volunteered the information. So obviously, they didn't know. Oh, you say. No, there's not anywhere that they claimed from. Number one. Number two, V'oid, Hotani Rabchia said, Rabchia's comment was, in his Tosefta, he repeats this Mishnah and he adds over there, he adds this clause and the both victims say, I don't know. He spells out actually that the mamash Hashem says the Gemara. Don't ask me any questions. You're right. Rabbi Akiva would hold that in the case of Shema v'Shema, we would not extract the money. So how come our Mishnah says you got to pay both of them? Like we already answered previously. Remember, he came forward. In other words, why is he coming forward? His conscience is bothering him. He wants to do the right thing. He's asking the Rav, how can I do tshuva? So the Rav says, look, you have a mitzvah shavah zegzela. You don't know who you stole from, so therefore you got to pay both of them. This way, you'll fulfill the mitzvah of a hesh zegzela. Now, before we introduced the idea that if two people come at the same time, then if you guys don't remember, why should I remember? You can't blame me for it. But if they came separately, two separate bundles, then it's my responsibility to make sure I remember who gave me what. And if I don't, then I am shuldig. Then I'm like a pasheya. The Rava Taka say that Kolbush, they kriches, that they come in two separate bundles, two separate days. Havelele Medik is his achrayis, to be medayik. V'homar Rava, didn't Rava say, v'itemar apapa, others say Rava's Talmud, apapa said it, hakol moidim, everyone is moide, b'shnayim shiv kidi etzaroya, that if two people came to a shepherd and left him the sheep, shemeni achroya, b'neimis, and then the roya, and each one claims they gave the larger amount. One guy gave two, let's say one guy gave one. And then each one claims, I'm the one who gave the two. The Raya puts it down on Mestalik. And Lecheda, why isn't the Raya responsible over here to remember who gave him the two and who gave him the one? Lecheda is very noticeable. You can see in a handkerchief where it's $100, $200. You know, it's not that, if you don't write down outside the money or the amount, whatever it is, it's hard to tell the difference. However, if the guy brings two animals, like I mean one animal, why doesn't he remember? Why don't we hold him liable? The Raya wasn't standing there. They, because they used them every day, they just like a babysitting service, they used to bring it in the morning and went to work. So the Raya wasn't there to see what happened. That's why he's not responsible. That's why everyone was made in that case. That the Raya just puts it down until the Yoh comes. That, yeah. He's still a body. What kind of question will you trust him? Who the Ganav is? Ganav is not a body. You're talking about the Nignav. Nignav, wouldn't he? Because one of them, each one is a body that I'm the Nignav. So that's
how they borrow that. They might be missing $100
because they're saying I felt your hand. I felt a hand in the last 5 minutes. It says Gozel.
Yeah.
It says clearly Gozel. Says the Gemara, and Amishno says Gozel. V'chein shnei kelim echad yofa mana ve'echad yofa elav zuz. Why do we need to bring the case of kelim when you had the case of money? The same idea. $100 cash and $200 cash. You can't remember, so I give each one back 100. And then for the third 100, I put away till Mashiach comes. And then the other opinion says, you know, I mean, came out here, or you give me one kelim of 100. Another kelim of 1,000, and the same thing. You break the kelim, you give a hundred each, and then the balance you wait till yo. You need both. Now we'll learn the way Rashi's. The Iashmin and Hakamaisa. If we only in the case of money, I would say, but he come and Rabban of the Rabban say what? It's easy. Give each $100 cash. You're like a pseudo. What pseudo is it? Give each $100 cash. Now and put the $300 on Mashiach until Elio comes, and that's it. Abba Baha, in the case of the Kaylee, what are you doing? You're giving one guy a full Kaylee with $100. The other guy, you're breaking a $1,000 Kaylee to give from the shards the value of $100. Nikab say the godly, you're breaking the large Kaylee. Aim and Maid Rabbi Yasi. That's not fair. Why are you breaking a large Kaylee? Maid Rabbi Yasi, put the whole thing away until the whatever. The eat my boy. If you want to say, oh, Bahakam Rabbi Yasi, I would say only here Rabbi Yasi says, in the case of the Kaylee, says, Mahif Zeramek. Abba Bahakam, in the case of the money, maybe it's Maid Rabbanah that what? Give each one back to 100. Tzrichi Nidbo. So the Gemara about time, Rabbi Yasi, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yasi clearly says his motivation is what to punish the liar. Exactly. Give him to motivate the liar to be honest and tell the truth. Irrelevant about breaking your keli or money. Same thing apply with money as well. El tavai rabban yitzchak. You're right. Kol Rabbi Yisi makes no difference. It's the rabban and the chiddush is the v'loizu avzuktani. Not only by money, but even the keli. Where you're breaking it, we're going to break it and give you from back 100. The other rishonim hold you don't break it. You just take the money out. But the fact that you're forcing me to sell a $1,000 keli, that in itself hurts. Okay, we'll stop there.